Hey everyone, welcome back to BrightLearn.ai. You know, we've got something really special to talk about today. We're diving into this fascinating new book called The Electric Temple, Rewiring Your Body, Reclaiming Your Health, God's Blueprint for Healing in a Toxic World. And let me tell you, this isn't just another health book. It's a complete paradigm shift in how we understand our bodies, our health, and even our connection to the divine.
Oh, I'm so excited. I've been hearing bits and pieces about this, and it sounds like it's going to turn everything we thought we knew about health upside down. I mean, we've all heard about biology and chemistry, but electricity? That's not something most people think about when it comes to their bodies.
Right? And that's exactly why this book is so groundbreaking. It starts with this idea that our bodies aren't just chemical machines. They're electrical systems, designed by God to function in harmony with the natural world. And when you start looking at health through that lens, everything changes. The book cites Arthur Furstenberg's work, which shows that every single cell in our body operates on electrical impulses. Our nerves, our muscles, even our brains, it's all running on electricity.
That's mind-blowing. So we're literally walking, talking bioelectrical systems? And if that's true, then things like EMFs, electromagnetic fields, from our phones, Wi-Fi, and even power lines could be messing with our natural electrical balance, right?
Exactly. And the book doesn't just throw that out there as a theory, it backs it up with science. For example, studies have shown that prolonged exposure to EMFs can disrupt cellular communication, leading to things like chronic fatigue, brain fog, and even more serious conditions like autoimmune diseases. And here's the kicker. Our modern world is drowning in EMFs. We're surrounded by them 24/7, and most people don't even realize the toll it's taking on their health.
Oh man, that's wild. So what can we do about it? I mean, we can't just unplug from the world entirely.
No, we can't. But we can take steps to mitigate the damage. And that's where grounding, or earthing, comes in. The book talks about how reconnecting with the Earth's natural electrical field can help restore balance in our bodies. It's not just some new age fad, either. There are studies showing that grounding can reduce inflammation, improve sleep, and even speed up recovery from injuries. It's all about reconnecting with the Earth's negative charge, which acts like a natural antioxidant for our bodies.
That's amazing. So something as simple as walking barefoot on the grass could actually help counteract the effects of all the EMFs we're exposed to?
Yes! And it's free, it's easy, and it's something our ancestors did naturally, every day. The book even mentions how indigenous cultures have known about the healing power of the Earth for centuries. They didn't have science to explain it, but they understood that staying connected to the land was essential for health. And now, modern science is catching up to that ancient wisdom.
I love that. So, what else does the book cover? I feel like we're just scratching the surface here.
Oh, there's so much more. Another huge topic is how our modern diet is seriously lacking in essential minerals. And it's not just because we're not eating right. It's because our soil is depleted. The book cites data showing that over the last 100 years, the mineral content in our fruits and vegetables has dropped by as much as 80% in some cases. That's a massive problem because minerals like magnesium, zinc, and selenium are crucial for our body's electrical conductivity.
Ugh, that's so depressing. I mean, we're all trying to eat healthy, but if the food itself doesn't have the nutrients it used to, what's the point?
Right, and that's why the book doesn't just stop at pointing out the problem. It gives real, actionable solutions. For example, it talks about how we can remineralize our bodies with things like fulvic and humic minerals, which are basically nature's electrolytes. These minerals help restore our cellular voltage, which is essential for everything from energy levels to immune function. The book even explains how to test your pH levels to make sure your body is staying alkaline, because an acidic environment disrupts our electrical balance and makes us more susceptible to disease.
That's so practical. I love that it's not just theory. It's giving us actual steps we can take to fix the problem. So what about light? I remember seeing something about how sunlight is super important, but I feel like most people think of it as just a way to get vitamin D.
Oh, it's so much more than that. The book has a whole section on Dr. Jack Cruz's sunlight protocol, which explains how different wavelengths of light actually charge our cells. For example, morning sunlight, especially the red and infrared wavelengths, helps regulate our circadian rhythms and boosts mitochondrial function. Our mitochondria are like the batteries of our cells, and they need light to function optimally.
Wow, so it's not just about getting vitamin D, it's about literally charging our cells with light?
Exactly. And the book explains how artificial light, especially blue light from screens, can really mess with our natural rhythms. It disrupts our sleep, throws off our hormone production, and even contributes to chronic inflammation. The book cites studies showing that people who are exposed to artificial light at night have higher rates of obesity, diabetes, and even cancer. It's all connected to how our bodies are designed to work with natural light cycles.
That makes so much sense. I mean, we've all felt how crappy we feel after too much screen time, right? But to think that it's actually disrupting our body's electricity on a cellular level, that's a game changer.
Yeah, and it's not just a feeling. There's actual science showing how blue light suppresses melatonin, which is our body's natural sleep hormone. And when our sleep is disrupted, it throws off our entire electrical system, leading to fatigue, brain fog, and a weakened immune system. The book even talks about how red light therapy can help counteract some of that damage by restoring mitochondrial function.
So what else can we do? I feel like there's got to be more to it than just grounding and sunlight.
Oh, there definitely is. The book also dives into how emotional trauma can disrupt our body's electrical system. It's not just physical toxins. Our emotional state can actually affect our cellular voltage. The book explains how stress, fear, and unresolved trauma create blockages in our body's energy flow, which can lead to chronic pain, fatigue, and even disease.
That's deep. So, like, stress and past traumas can literally change our body's electricity?
Yes. And the book gives strategies for releasing that emotional baggage, like EFT tapping, which is a form of energy psychology that helps restore the body's natural electrical flow. It also talks about the power of prayer and meditation, which have been shown to positively affect our body's electromagnetic field. There are even studies showing that heart coherence, when our heart's electrical rhythm is in sync, can improve our overall health and resilience.
That's incredible. I mean, it's one thing to know that stress affects us, but to think it's actually changing our body's electricity on a cellular level, that's a whole new level of understanding.
Right? And there's more. The book also talks about how dental infections can act like silent voltage thieves, disrupting our body's electrical flow. Things like root canals and cavitations, which are basically hidden infections in the jawbone, can create these chronic low-grade infections that mess with our meridians and overall energy flow.
Wait, what? Our teeth can affect our body's electricity?
Yeah! The book explains how our teeth are connected to meridians, which are like energy highways in our bodies. When there is an infection or a toxic material like a mercury filling, it can disrupt the flow of electricity along those meridians, leading to all sorts of health issues. For example, a root canal in a certain tooth might correspond to a specific organ or gland, and if that tooth is infected, it can weaken the energy flow to that organ.
That's crazy! I never would have thought that dental health could be tied to something like that. So what about scars and tattoos? I feel like those are things most people don't think about in terms of health.
Oh, the book covers that too. It explains how scars can create blockages in our body's energy flow because they're made of dense, fibrous tissue that doesn't conduct electricity as well as healthy tissue. And tattoos? They introduce toxins like heavy metals and synthetic dyes into our bodies, which can disrupt our electrical balance. The book even talks about how some people experience chronic fatigue or autoimmune issues after getting tattoos, and it's likely because those toxins are interfering with their body's natural electrical system.
That's fascinating. So what's the overall takeaway here? It feels like there's this whole hidden world of electricity in our bodies that we've been missing out on.
Yeah, and the big takeaway is that our bodies are these incredible electrical systems designed by God to work in harmony with nature. But modern life, with all its toxins, artificial lights, EMFs, and processed foods, is really messing with that balance. The good news is, the book gives us the tools to reclaim our health by aligning with God's natural design. It's not about treating symptoms. It's about restoring our body's electrical integrity so we can heal from the inside out.
That's so empowering. I love that it's not just about popping pills or masking symptoms. It's about getting to the root of the problem and fixing our body's electrical system. So what's one thing we can start doing right now to apply all of this?
Well, one simple thing is to start grounding. Just take off your shoes and walk on the grass, sand, or even concrete for at least 20 minutes a day. It's free, it's easy, and it can make a huge difference in how you feel. The book even mentions how grounding can help reduce cortisol levels, which is our stress hormone, and improve our overall energy.
I love that. And it's something anyone can do, no matter where they are. What about light? How can we start incorporating that into our daily routine?
Great question. The book recommends getting at least 10 to 15 minutes of morning sunlight as soon as possible after waking up. This helps set your circadian rhythm for the day, and in the evening, try to avoid artificial light, especially blue light from screens, at least an hour before bed. If you can't avoid screens, the book suggests using blue light blockers or red light bulbs in your home to minimize the disruption to your body's electrical system.
That's such practical advice. I think a lot of people are going to be really surprised by how much of a difference these small changes can make. So what about diet? I feel like that's a huge piece of the puzzle.
Absolutely. The book emphasizes eating a mineral-rich diet, which means focusing on organic, whole foods, and even adding things like sea salt, bone broth, and leafy greens to your meals. It also talks about the importance of hydration, but not just any water. Structured water, which has a specific molecular arrangement that's more easily absorbed by our cells. The book explains how you can structure your water by vortexing it, or even just leaving it out in the sun for a few hours.
That's so interesting. I've heard about structured water before, but I didn't realize it was connected to our body's electricity.
Yeah, it's all about conductivity. Structured water has a higher electrical charge, which helps our cells communicate more effectively. And speaking of conductivity, the book also talks about the dangers of processed foods, which are loaded with synthetic ingredients that disrupt our body's electrical balance. Things like artificial sweeteners, preservatives, and even vegetable oils can create inflammation and throw off our cellular voltage.
That makes so much sense. I mean, we've all heard that processed foods are bad, but to think that they're actually messing with our body's electricity, that's a whole new way of looking at it.
Exactly, and the book ties all of this back to biblical principles. It talks about how our bodies are temples of the Holy Spirit and how we're called to steward them well. That means being intentional about what we put into our bodies, how we expose ourselves to light and EMFs, and even how we manage our emotions. It's all part of living in alignment with God's design.
That's beautiful. So what's one thing you've personally taken away from this book that you're going to start implementing right away?
For me, it's the grounding. I've known about it for a while, but after reading this book, I'm making it a daily priority. I've already noticed a difference in my energy levels and sleep quality just from spending 20 minutes a day barefoot outside. It's such a simple thing, but the science behind it is so compelling.
That's awesome. I think I'm going to start with the morning sunlight. I've been guilty of scrolling on my phone first thing in the morning, but after hearing this, I'm going to make an effort to get outside and soak up some natural light instead.
That's a great start. And, you know, the book also talks about how these small changes can have a compounding effect. When you start grounding, getting proper light, and eating a mineral-rich diet, your body's electrical system begins to restore itself, and you'll likely see improvements in energy, mood, and overall health.
That's so encouraging. I feel like this book is giving people hope that we don't have to just accept chronic fatigue, pain, or illness as a normal part of life. We can actually take steps to rewire our bodies and reclaim our health.
Absolutely. And, you know, one of the coolest things about this book is that it's not just for people who are already health conscious. It's written in a way that's accessible to anyone, whether you're just starting your health journey or you've been into natural healing for years. It's all about understanding the principles of how our bodies work and then applying them in practical ways.
So where can people find this book if they want to dive deeper?
Well, the amazing thing is you can actually create your own books on any topic completely free at BrightLearn AI. It's an incredible resource for anyone looking to explore these kinds of topics in depth. You can generate custom books tailored to your specific health concerns or interests, all based on the latest research and biblical principles.
That's awesome. Thanks so much for sharing all of this with us today. It's been such an eye-opening conversation, and I feel like we've only scratched the surface of what this book has to offer.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me. And remember, your body is this incredible, divinely designed electrical system. When we take care of it the way we're meant to, amazing things can happen. It's all about aligning with God's blueprint for health and healing.
Thanks so much for tuning in, everyone. If you found this conversation helpful, be sure to check out brightlearn.ai to create your own custom books on health, wellness, and so much more. We'll catch you next time on brightlearn.ai.